Well, I really don't know, Mark. I mean, record companies are not interested unless you already have 100,000 likes on Facebook or something like that. Mm. You just won't get in the door. But that means they've got very little to do. They just say, yes, we'll take your database and just go out and do a similar sort of thing to what we're doing on a crowdfunder to your database, you know.
Mm.
But you have to accrue that database first before they're even interested. And if you have that sort of database, why would you go to a record company? Just go straight to the fans.
Yeah.
Very much so, because they, in their way, went straight to the fans of, you know, the various bands they had on the roster. And they used very well, because we didn't have a social media then, it was down to the nationals, the papers, you know, to get profile in that. And they had some really good PR people working for them. They got sort of front pages on the Sun, which is a million viewers, you know, a million people bought the Sun then.
Yeah.
So that was success, huge success. But to get that, you had to have the guys who had the knowledge to get in there with these reporters, get them interested, bring them along to a gig. You know, find the story. And with Ian, it was easy because Ian was a loose cannon. Lots of things happened around him, so you could just profile that in a big way.
Mm.
You know, he was getting teeth done or something, and we were going to America, and he decided to get his temporary teeth with a Union Jack on it. A great picture, you know, him smiling with a big Union Jack on his teeth.
Yeah.
The Sun lapped it up, you know. So that was the way to go then, but these days, I mean, that's nothing to go on.